It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. This morning, James Norton is back with us again. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog. He's also known as the super taster at chow.com, but it's a heavy table kind of morning this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
All right, so the state fair is just around the corner again, and you've got state fair food on the brain because it's been on the palate.
It is the Heavy Table Super Bowl. This is the big event for us. We get a team of about 14 writers and photographers together tomorrow morning, first day of the fair. We rush the gates and we try 30 or 40 or 50 different foods, as many new foods as we can get our hands on, until we basically get heat stroke and have to go home.
All right. So what are some of the things? Because you can actually go to the State Fair website and see all the things they can. Every year there's a new food kind of link,
of new
right?
Foods. I mean,
always,
there's like
it seems.
30 new foods. But
I think even more than that. It's a nutty, yeah. It's a nutty big. Novelty is so huge, mm-hmm. I think, for the State Fair.
Yep.
People want to have this holiday from reason. And just eat the craziest thing they can think of. And
yeah, I think so.
I think that's what the vendors are always shooting for. They're always trying to one-up each other, and it makes for a really fun time.
That'd be a great tagline for the fair. It's a holiday from reason.
Yeah, and 12 days of fun from reason. James, we can't hit all the new foods, but can you preview just a few of them for us this morning?
Yeah, let's whip through a few. One of the ones that caught my eye was the candied bacon cannoli.
I'm so glad you're mentioning this because that caught my eye as well.
Yes, Ole's Cannoli debuted last year, and I talked to one of the owners, Marta. She's great. She lives on the West Coast, but is from the Twin Cities area, comes back every year now to do this cannoli stand, and she's got a really good sensibility, I think, about cannoli. She really likes the cannoli in the North End in Boston, and I lived in Boston. I love those cannoli, too. Very crispy shells, not oversweet filling, and it'll be very interesting to see how the bacon works with the filling. I think it's going to work. Sweet, salty. I don't know. I'm excited about this one.
Where is Ole's Cannoli?
It is in Heritage Square, like right at the entrance.
Now, the next one caught my eye because this one is very Minnesotan, I think.
Yes. Now, this is the Minnesota Wine Country, which has done some great fair food in the past. They did a wine ice cream a few years ago that I had no expectations for and was actually blown away by. They're doing wine glazed deep fried meatloaf. And this is hitting a lot of points. It's high cuisine, it's low cuisine, it's deep fried fair food. I think it's going to work really well because the sort of almost creamy texture of the meatloaf, the crunchiness of the deep fried aspect, the sweetness of the red pepper wine glaze. I don't know, maybe they won't pull it off, but again, I think this one's going to be good. And they're at Underwood Street right across from the Ag Building.
I think the only way they can improve on it. Now, I haven't had it yet, obviously, because the fair starts, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if they wrapped it in bacon.
Bacon, nah. I was gonna say, yeah.
Before they dipped it in the oil, just saying. Yeah. But we'll try it.
It sounds pretty good to start with. All right, what's up next?
The Blue Moon Dine-In always does some really ambitious stuff.
Yes.
With mixed results, but often very good. They're doing one this year called Comet Corn, which I think is super, super intriguing. It's a futuristic caramel corn made with liquid nitrogen. And the idea is there's actual liquid nitrogen vapor trails coming off of your Comet Corn. And this is their description. You can eat the stuff and exhale it out of the nose and mouth, and there'll be vapors coming out of your face as you eat this, which I'm just stoked about. Like, that sounds crazy.
That would be great if you took it home and you kind of had the windows rolled down a little bit. It'd be like the Scooby-Doo van.
Yes,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Down
the
store.
It's interesting that it's caramel corn, because when I read Comet Corn, I was picturing like sweet corn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, like little niblets.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting name that kind of could go anywhere, and they're taking it in almost like a molecular gastronomy direction. How's it going to taste? I really don't know. This is one of the fun things about the fair for me, is going in with big question marks and seeing how people deliver. Every year I'm blown away by some really fantastic, delicious flavors and some really terrible train wrecks. And it makes for a fun time.
Give us one more if you can.
Sure. Let's talk about the Dosant from French Meadow Bakery. Everybody has gone nuts for the Cronut.
The fried
croissant dough donut. Essentially, it's a donut and a croissant have a baby. It's the Cronut.
Oh.
This is the Dosant, which
that
is essentially...
sounds like a delicious baby.
That is the internet consensus.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And of course, there's a place in New York that started doing them, and they've got a 4-hour line. And after the New Yorkers get sick of it, the tourists will be doing it. It'll be Magnolia all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So French Meadow's trying to take it locally with the Dosant. And it'll be very interesting. It's very overhyped, and it's kind of an abuse of croissant dough, in my opinion. But if it's delicious, it's delicious. And people are going to, I think it could be the takeoff hit of the fair. We'll see.
Very, very exciting. All right. Well, the fair starts tomorrow. Don't forget, Jill and I are going to be out there on Friday morning to get the big kickoff, certainly current-wise, underway. Now, we'll be out there. Of course, Mary and Mark will be out there tomorrow, so you can stop by and say hi as you're out exploring all of these great new fair options. But all the information about the current's presence at the State Fair is online at thecurrent.org. But the food, man, once again, as always, great adventures. And we appreciate the heads up for some of your picks, James, as always.
Yeah, thanks so much. Check out Heavy Table tomorrow. We'll have a lot of stuff up there.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. James Norton blogs for The Heavy Table. And you can also check out his podcast as The Super Taster at chow.com. It's 89.3 The Current.